Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Mr. Matt Brown. Morning to you, Matt.
Good morning. Happy November.
Happy November, indeed. Let's kick off with the headlines. Markets focus on FOMC, PMIs, EDP and ISM.
All the acronyms. Got more letters the headlines than after your title, Moose. But, key thing, FOMC today. Obviously, no rate move, but all indicating towards December, expect the rate hikes. PMI numbers, we've had Chinese PMI out already today, pretty much in line. So that's put a bit slightly under the miners this morning. This helped pushing the market up. We've just had a UK PMI data out, 56.3, expected to be 55.8, so that's a positive.
Yep.
It's all going to help the Bank of England with a supposed rate rise tomorrow. ADP employment numbers, precursor to non-farm on Friday. I think it's expected to be about 200,000 for the ADP. Expect a number of maybe 300,000, some have said, for non-farm and ISM manufacturing. So again, as we spoke at the beginning of the week, a lot of data points this week, and these are the things that are really dominating the market this morning.
Understood. Right, let's kick off with FTSE One to Watch. Next numbers this morning. Never been into a Next store, never traded them online, never bought the catalogue.
Well, maybe they need you to, Moose. You know, put your hand in your pocket. It's a continued story. Third quarter update. The bricks and mortar, the retail, is underperforming.
Yep.
I think it was down about 13%. Retail sales themselves down about 7.7%, sorry. Directory sales, I should say, are the ones that were up 13%. So it is, again, it's that shift to online. We keep talking about it and keep seeing it. There are a few shorts in the stock. They'll be happy today. The stock's down 7%. But it's a company in transition. And when you look at what's going on, certainly in the US, with companies like Sears, JCPenney's, they're just underperforming. It's just woeful. I mean, that business model has to change. And the UK needs to look at what's going on with the likes of ASOS, etc., to change. You know, Next has to change, and it needs to do it now, sooner rather than later. On the back of this, Marks Spencer's and AB Foods are down in sympathy.
Understood. Right, in terms of the minnows today, AIM one to watch. Biome. Yeah. We've covered these before.
Yeah, a real little tiddler. I mean, this is organic plastics and RF radio frequency technology. Very small. It's a 5 million market cap. Trading updates have been very strong, though, this year. Doubled in value back in April. It's had a trading update today, up 10% on the back of it. As I say, it's a £5 million stock. They're involved in the plastics in the little pods that you have in these coffee makers, the George Clooney coffee makers. So it's quite an interesting stock, but their cash position is about half of their market cap, so
right.
that's a positive for a small stock and something that may whet the appetite of investors there.
Understood. In terms of currencies, the Great British Pound against the US dollar, 132.95, ticking onward and upward.
Yep, indeed. I mean, obviously ahead of the Bank of England tomorrow, the PMI data has helped it stay around this 133 handle.
Cool.
I think everything will be looking to Threadneedle Street tomorrow. We've mentioned before, if the Bank of England does disappoint, we could see this rate below 130. And euro dollar as well, from a technical point of view, we've got the head and shoulders breakdown. It could actually drop a little bit further, down to 114.50 is the target on the short side.
Understood. Let's talk about our core number today, 6,000.
Yeah, round number. This is Bitcoin. I mean, it's actually above 65,000 today, and onwards and upwards it continues.
Doubled since September, right?
Incredible as a currency. I mean, and this is coming on the back of the story that CME is looking to create a tradable futures contract.
Subject to regulatory approval.
Indeed. And so we'll watch how that pans out. Before the end of the year, they're expecting, hopefully, fingers crossed, to get that through. So what does that mean? Well, it means you can trade it as a future. And it means if it's kind of a regulated side of it, it can be held in various investment portfolios. Now, a lot of people have been trading Bitcoin, not outright, but maybe through spread better CFD providers. What it means now is there's a natural hedge, potentially, if it gets regulatory approval for this activities to take place. And that will be interesting. I mean, that may bring more people to the market, and hence the price
has gone up. With a futures contract, you can go short, right? So,
well, indeed. I mean, you can go short at a price, I guess, for funding with regards to CFD and spread back. But yes, with a futures contract, you could go short. So some of the big players, the JP Morgans of the world, may be coming in and
put their money where their mouth is, as they say. Right, in terms of the economic calendar today, what are the key components?
Very busy day. I mean, we've already touched on the ADP, the PMIs coming out of the US and Canada. Look out for EIA crude oil stocks change.
Two-year highs on crude?
Exactly, two-year highs. If we see another drawdown, that could push higher. So that's interesting, and that's interesting how that feeds through to the economy. It's positive, obviously, for the oil explorations and production companies who are probably expecting a price of around $40 or able to manage with a price of $40. Above $60, it's, make hay while they shine, and that would be good.
Well, I'm going to give credit to the technical analysts because they've all been on the buy side of oil. So well done the chart men on that. Right, so final thoughts. All eyes on Mr. Carney tomorrow.
Mr. Carney, we look forward to that. I'm going to look out for the ADP employment number. I think that's key in the PMIs. But yes, Mr. Carney tomorrow.
And a non-farm in excess of 300,000.
Incredible. Who would have thought?
Matt, as always, thank you very much.
Cheers. Indeed.